Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Mark Britton, who's the CEO and founder of Avvo, and he maintains the Avvo blog. And Mark and I have known each other a long, long time. It's great to be able to catch up with him, and I wish we lived in the same city still. But
So do I.
But Mark's done great things. First, he ended up, after leaving the SEC, he was the general counsel of Expedia, sort of the holy grail for many lawyers to be general counsel, particularly of a company like Expedia. But now he's launched his own thing, which he's going to tell you about. So the first question, Mark, is how did a corporate lawyer end up launching something like Avvo?
Well, first, Brock, let me tell you, thank you. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. You're one of the smarter guys I know, particularly in the security space. And I love to talk about Avvo because how I started it is not unique to any, being a corporate lawyer. It's something I think all of us as lawyers experience. So, I'm sure, Brock, you would say that from almost the time that the first time that people realized you were a lawyer, they would come to you with questions about whatever it is, whatever legal issue they may have. And I experienced this during my entire legal career, but most importantly, I would have people come to me constantly asking me to refer lawyers to them. So they would be going through a divorce or something great like starting a business, and they would say, I have no idea where to start, and in particular, I have no idea how to go about hiring a lawyer. And where the lightning bulb really went off is I was living in Italy. I was teaching finance for Gonzaga University, taking a year off after my time in Expedia. If, you know, my wife might argue that taking a year off to teach is not taking a year off. But I was still getting those calls from friends and family asking them to help them in navigating the legal industry. And that's where I just said, wow, you know, these are bright, educated people, yet when it comes to the legal profession, they have no idea what they're doing. And so I came back to Seattle, where I live now, with the very specific intention of understanding what was creating all of this consumer pain, all of this really inefficiency in the legal marketplace, and seeing if there was a business opportunity in remedying some of that pain. And that's how we founded Avvo.
So what are the latest developments? It looks like you've been doing a lot of innovative things as I've been following the site since it was launched. It's been well over a year now, and I'm sure you've got other new things cooking. What's going on?
Well, we have so much going on. The great news is that Avvo continues to grow at just a blistering pace. We believe that now we are somewhere around the second or third most trafficked legal directory on the web. We have blown by Martindale Hubbell and Martindale.com, and we get just, we have over a million visitors, a million sessions on the site every month, and it's really heartening for me to see just how much activity we have here. We're obviously, we really struck a chord both with consumers and lawyers. As far as growing the site, so we launched with a legal directory, which is really where a lot of this pain is. You know, I talk about people needing to needing a lot of help in finding lawyers. But what we heard repeatedly from people is evaluating a lawyer's background was so hard for them. They just had no idea when looking at one lawyer's resume versus another how to compare those two. And so we launched this directory, which rates and profiles 85% of the lawyers in the country by essentially scoring their resumes. And so the directory has done incredibly well. We're now the largest legal directory in the world. We have more lawyers, more lawyers rated, more client reviews, more lawyer reviews, we believe, than any other directory that is out there. And so we built this directory. It got a lot of attention, but we said there are also these pain points around being able to ask legal questions and research your legal issue. So since we've launched that directory, we've also launched Avvo Answers, which is a question and answer forum where people can ask real attorneys anonymously, if desired, any legal question and receive personalized answers. Now, this is great for consumers, but it's great for lawyers, and lawyers love it. And you can go to our site, www.avvo.com, and you can see all the lawyers that are participating in it and answering consumers' questions on a daily basis. So it's that win-win situation. Consumers get the help. Lawyers get the free advertising. They're able to showcase what they know and get in front of potential clients. And then the latest thing which we've launched is our legal guides. And it's similar to Answers, except it's more formal legal advice, where lawyers can come in and post a guide about whatever issue that they feel is important to their practice. So in Washington, D.C., or even where you are, Brock, in Virginia, somebody could come in and write about DUI or criminal or even securities issues if that was core to their practice. They put it up there, we put their picture there, a link to their AVO profile, and they stake out their piece of AVO real estate, their piece of the web, free advertising, and when people are researching their legal issues, there they are coming to AVO and seeing the lawyer's expertise, and it helps convert that consumer into a client.
And I know this is such a small part of what you're doing, but since you are blogging, and I think it's something that I've been doing for a while, and some lawyers out there, particularly those that might are unemployed right now or soon might be, are probably thinking of launching a blog. They should be. And it's a fun activity. I just wanted to spend a minute having your thoughts on what you've learned in the year or so that you've been blogging.
Well, I think the first thing that I've learned is that blogging is incredibly important. Excuse me. Still getting over a holiday cold. When I was at Expedia, I did a lot of media, particularly on the government front. I mean, as you know, Brock, I was in Washington, D.C. a lot, dealing with airline issues, et cetera. And I felt like I knew the media game fairly well. However, so I took some time off, and then I came back. And in taking my time off, teaching in Italy, that is when I felt, and that's when a lot of this Web 2.0 stuff really, really came on aggressively. So by the time I'd gotten back into the media game, I didn't entirely appreciate the power of the blogosphere. And I didn't engage it in the way that I think we should have early on. And, the blogosphere, both as a voice, on the one hand, so if you're running a company or running a law firm, making sure that you're monitoring that blogosphere, that's very important. But on the other side, participating, being a part of that, of the community, being a part of that communal voice is extraordinarily important, and that is why we have the AVO blog. Now, it's run within AVO by another lawyer, Shalini Gujavarti, here. I used to blog repeatedly, but being a CEO, it's a little bit harder, so I get in there and blog about once a week, and we have other lawyers in the office who blog as well. But what we're doing is we're ensuring that we are part of that communal voice and getting in there, sharing ideas and interfacing both, with all sides of our marketplace at all times. So whether it's consumers or lawyers or general counsels, all the different people that utilize AVO and are thinking about where they might spend marketing dollars or how they might choose their lawyers, et cetera. So, it's incredibly important. But the last piece I'll say about this is it also has to be a balance. I am on Twitter. I spend a lot of time on Twitter, which is a microblogging concept of offering ideas. A lot of times I'm referring people back to the AVO blog through Twitter. But it can overtake you. It takes a lot of time to stay on top of these different social networks. And you can spend so much time worrying about what you're saying through your blog or what you're saying through different microblogging outlets that you're losing sight of your core business. And so I think everybody needs to realize that they are an essential tool, but they are just that. They are a tool to driving your core business. And every morning when you get up, I think you need to ask yourself, how do I make my core business better rather than what I'm going to say on Twitter or my blog or anything else?
Yeah. I'm just doing some Twittering now. I mean, I just started this week. That was sort of my New Year's resolution, is to engage in a few new technologies I haven't, and it'll be fascinating to see the results of it one way or the other.
Yeah, I do think that things like Twitter will continue to be around because they just create very neat pockets of this massive informational sea that's being built out by both, you know, hardware and software technology, and also some of the businesses that you see in, say, Google. And there's as so much information's coming online, whether it's through public records, and you have all of these companies pushing very hard for to really digitize just about anything. And it's overwhelming. I mean, if you think about when we were younger, Brock, I mean, even going back to the time when I was at Expedia, the amount of information that I needed to be on top of, or that I could be on top of, was a fairly finite amount. But yeah. Google, I mean, if you were to Google Brock Romanek 10 years ago, you might have gotten 20 pages. Today, you'll get 200,000 pages. You might get 2 million pages. And there is no way that you can process all of that information. So to the extent that different tools allow you to process that information better, to pocket it, to build little groups where you can shortcut to understand information better, I think they'll be successful. And I think that that's why, whether it's Avvo through helping consumers process all this information about lawyers, or Twitter to help people process all the information around the legal community, or the securities community, or the corporate community, things that they're really interested in, they're highly valuable in helping filter, and I think they'll continue to be successful.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to hearing from you at a future date to see how things are going.
Thanks so much for the great interview, Brock, and I really look forward to seeing you in person in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care, Brock.